NFL Draft Week across this state, country, around the world. The epicenter will be in Detroit with round one on Thursday. Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, National Football League opinion maker, commentator. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Doing well.
What would you say? I guess it's the quarterback drama. What is the lead headline going into the start of the draft Thursday in Detroit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you got, basically at least four quarterbacks that are going to go early in the first round, maybe as many six overall in the first round, that's got to be the story. I mean, only the fourth time we're going to see the first three picks all be quarterbacks, unless something really crazy happens between now and Thursday. I think the first three picks will be quarterbacks. So, you know, when you have a quarterback-dominated draft like this, a lot of teams, a lot of franchises, their trajectories, their futures are going to change on Thursday night or Friday night, I guess, if it's a second-day guy like Knicks or Penix. So, yeah, that's the headline. But I think overall, that's number one. But 1A is just the offensive player dominance in this draft, I guess you call it. The record for offensive players in the first round of a draft is 19. I can see as many as 24 going on on Thursday. I think this is just an exceptionally deep offensive draft, not as deep on defense. And you wonder if this is just kind of a coincidental thing. You know, I mean, things happen. Like, it just happens that so many of the best players in this draft are offensive. Or if this is kind of the trend. I mean, college football, a lot of conferences, the way they play, defense is an afterthought. A lot of the best players are all on the offensive side of the field. I wonder if this is kind of a manifestation of that after so many years.
Who do you think 2 years from now we'll be talking about as the best quarterback from this 2024 NFL draft in Detroit?
It's a great question. I think it's too easy to say Caleb Williams, but I almost have to say that. I do think he's the best prospect. I do think he should go number one. I'm a big Jaden Daniels fan, though. I like a look at, not all these guys are going to hit. We saw that with the 2021 draft, whatever year that was. I think it was 2021 with Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance and all them. I mean, not all these guys are going to hit, but individually, I look at these guys and I say, I like Drake May. I like Jaden Daniels. I like Caleb Williams. I think all three of those guys are going to be good NFL starters. They have all the traits you want. Even, there's things I like about Bo Nix and Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy. And, there's just, it's hard to sit here for me to say any of these guys are really going to bust. I mean, it's hard to just tell. Some of them will. Maybe multiple guys. Maybe half the class. Maybe more than that will bust. But right now, I like them all. But I think I'm with the group think here. I think Caleb clearly is the best prospect, deserves to go number one. I think Jaden Daniels deserves to go number two. He just had an exceptional season at LSU. So I know that's a boring answer, but I'm in lockstep with the NFL here. I think the top two quarterbacks that go into draft are the two best bets to have really, really good careers.
Who's that third quarterback pick then? Is it J.J. McCarthy? What are your thoughts on him? We are a state of Michigan show, ton of Michigan fans curious where J.J. will go in the draft, especially with the draft being in Detroit this weekend. Your thoughts on McCarthy?
Yeah, I think May goes third. Based on what you read, what you hear, and then McCarthy. It's been strange, his draft odyssey, I guess you'd call it, where nobody was really high on him right as soon as the season ended, but then all of a sudden people started figuring out that the NFL really, really likes this guy. We heard about him going maybe all the way number two to the Commanders. I think that's cool now. And then you hear about, the Vikings. This morning, my coworker, Charles Robinson, had a really, really in-depth piece on what he's been hearing about the draft. And he wrote that the sentiment around the league is that the Vikings, if they can't move up to get Drake May, specifically Drake May at number three, they're just going to sit back. And then they're fine taking Bo Nix at 11 or 23. That kind of takes the team out of the mix for J.J. McCarthy, and maybe it cools the market on him a little bit. We don't know what the Giants think about him. We don't know what the Broncos think about him. I think he's solid. I don't think there's a high ceiling with J.J. McCarthy. I don't think we'll ever be sitting here saying, wow, J.J. McCarthy is in the MVP conversation. Like, he's not that kind of a quarterback. But if he were to go to the Vikings, who have a really, really good head coach and a lot of good talent on that offensive side of the ball, if he was to go to Denver and Sean Payton, who gets a lot out of his quarterbacks, obviously, I think he could be a It almost seems like I'm insulting him, but almost like a Kirk Cousins type of quarterback, where he just has a really, really good long NFL career, is very productive in the right situation. He can win. I still believe that about Kirk Cousins. I just don't imagine, though, that Jay McCarthy is going to be like a C.J. Stroud, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow type of wow quarterback. He's just going to be a good, solid guy for many, many years.
That'll be interesting, because if you sit back, you could get a Michael Penix Jr., you could get Bo Nix. Those were two of the hotter names, you know, in college football last year. But in terms of NFL, they've been on that second tier. And J.J., because he didn't have to throw 40 times a game that he didn't have outside of Roman Wilson and maybe Loveland one day, NFL caliber receivers, maybe Cornelius Johnson will end up making a team. The unknown factor, and even reports saying, now we're going to sit back, we have no interest, is somebody picking up the phone saying, hey, if you want to deal with us and you want to grab JJ, we might be able to do it. I don't know what to believe when the Lion season and Lion week, and I don't mean Lions, I'm talking people blowing smoke up everybody's rears. Talk to me when I actually see the picks Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. You just don't know. I mean, we deal with this every year. You just don't know really what's real, what's not. Is all of this like, oh, yeah, we're not that interested in J.J. McCarthy, but then you're on the phone on Thursday night saying, I guess if you know, the pick isn't that expensive, we'll move up. It might be that that's what's going on. I mean, nobody wants to pay the premium to trade multiple. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, what was the chatter a couple weeks ago? It was, hey, the Vikings have two first-round picks, and that might not be enough to move up to get J.J. McCarthy. Now, you hear that, and you're the Vikings. You're trying to do something to save a third first-round pick, right? So I can see why these teams are playing this cat-and-mouse game. It happens every year, and we get to find out on Thursday what's actually true and what's not.
I do like a pick that, you know, has popped up multiple times, and I'm looking at the Jets with pick 10. And I'm thinking Brock Bowers could have monster numbers with a healthy Aaron Rodgers.
Totally agree. I think that that's going to be, if it comes to pass and nobody in the top nine takes Brock Bowers, I think that's one of the easier picks to mock on the entire board, just because of what you talked about. It's just a great fit. Aaron Rodgers has done great work with top-end tight ends before, adds another weapon to that offense, which pretty much it doesn't need it. I mean, Wilson's good. Breece Hall's a really good running back. But you add a top-end tight end to that, all of a sudden you really, really like what the Jets have going on. I know that they always need offensive line help. There's a lot of offensive linemen they could choose from at 10. They could maybe one of the receivers drops to 10, and I think it'd be really, really hard to pass up on Odunze or Malik Nabers, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think the most realistic scenario is the Jets are just sitting there at 10, Brock Bowers follows them, and they make the pick. I mean, I think that would be – and I think it would be a great pick. I'd applaud that pick. I think Brock Bowers is maybe the best college tight end I've ever seen. I mean, it's saying something, but, I mean, who's better? He had an unbelievable college career his 3 years at Georgia, and I think he's going to be a great NFL player, too. There's you know, nobody's a can't miss, I'll say that. But Brock Bowers, I think, has a very, very good percentage chance of being a heck of an NFL tight end.
I agree with you on the best college tight end I've ever seen, because when you can separate from SEC linebackers and safeties and corners covering you, and you still can get open in a powerhouse system like Georgia, that says a lot, and I think he'll have a great NFL career if he stays healthy. Who's the biggest reach you think we'll see in round one on Thursday night in Detroit for the draft?
I think it could be, Dallas Turner, the Alabama rush end. I don't have anything against Dallas Turner, but he doesn't strike me as a difference maker, not a T.J. Watt, a Myles Garrett type, and just about every mock draft in the world has him going number 8 to Atlanta. And I think Atlanta might do that because they've had this massive needed edge rusher for years and years and years. And it just gets to them at 8, and they're probably like, Dallas Turner's good enough, let's do it. I don't think he's that kind of player. I don't think there's one defensive player in this entire draft who I'm excited about. It's just kind of the way it works this year. Latu of UCLA might be the one, but he has medical issues. So I think we're going to look back on the first round, and the one I'm just going to be kind of lukewarm about is I think Dallas Turner is going to go number eight, and I'm going to be like, it's fine. I understand it. I don't think it's terrible by any means, but I don't see him as like, you know, Will Anderson a year ago. Will Anderson was an elite player in college. Dallas Turner's good. He could be a very good NFL player. I just don't see it at this moment.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, national columnist when it comes to the NFL. The league, the stories, the players, the coaches, the owners. Joining us on the Meyer guest line. Frank, enjoy the draft in Detroit.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.